Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 127. We are talking about how to get out of your own way so that you can achieve success in life and business. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money online doing what you love. Let's begin. Hey guys, Maria Henderson here, your online business strategist. Today I want to talk about how it is so hard to get out of your own way when you're doing it on your own. And the reason why it's so important for me to share this is because I noticed there's a ton of people trying to do it on their own, trying to figure things out on their own, and then also trying to convince themselves that they can do this on their own. And, you know, every day trying so hard to stay motivated and inspired on their own. And one of the things that I've learned in this whole business is that you can't do this on your own. It's hard. You know, you really need a strong support system that really motivates and inspires you all the time, and motivates and inspires you on a consistent basis. And if you don't have that, it's going to be really hard to stay focused, and it's going to really be hard to bounce back. One of the things about all of this is that we're always going to get knocked down. We're always going to get disappointed. We're going to face challenges, and we may be able to overcome those challenges easily and effortlessly. And then sometimes we really will get knocked down by these challenges, and it might take us some time to bounce back. What that means is, it takes us mentally, emotionally, some time for us to be able to gather ourselves and to actually go back out again and do it. And when you have a strong support system and someone you can actually talk to that you trust and respect and have rapport with, you can bounce back quicker and faster, and you find solutions, and solutions get brought to you in a way that you never even thought could happen. You know, I want to share a little bit about one of my clients. I just got done talking to her, and we've been working together for a couple of months. And she recently, maybe a month ago or a month and a half ago, had taken on a really challenging client, a client that really requires her to put a lot of effort in doing whatever service she renders. And her ego wouldn't let her accept the fact that she's going to need some help. Really need some help in supporting this client and the client's needs. And while she found some help, she didn't really accept the fact that, you know, I think I need to let this client go and actually give it up to someone else and maybe pay this other person a portion of whatever he's paid me. Until yesterday. So, you know, it was like a month and a half of her really struggling to figure out this whole thing about the services she renders, and then really allowing the whole thing to just pass and giving up the client to someone else who can actually do the job. Her ego would not let her take that route. She really wanted to fulfill what she signed on for, right? She really wanted to fulfill that, and she did everything she could. And, you know, that's the thing about the ego. It really makes you believe that you have to do it all on your own. You have to do it on your own. Otherwise, you're a failure. And that is not the truth at all. You know, in order for us to all succeed, we need to have a community around us that supports us one way or another. And if you don't allow, you know, this kind of support, then you're going to really face some hard challenges it's going to take some time for you to bounce back. And for her, you know, she just finally let go and decided, all right, I'm going to just go ahead and let this go. I'm going to go vet someone else who can do this job for my clients and just accept the fact that I still need to learn, right? So we get on the phone today and she tells me what she did. And it's one of those things where it was like a breath of fresh air, because she felt less stress, less pressure, less I have to go do this. I can't worry about my main business. I have to do this for this client. I have to figure this thing out. I have to do all these things. Now she comes from a place of zest. You know, there's like a lightness about our interaction today. And there was a really interesting, energetic experience, because I felt like energetically she showed up more present, more excited, more enthused. Just a lot of the things that I felt like in the beginning, prior to her taking on so much. So what does this mean for you guys? Well, what this means is that, you know, you get to really take a look at what you're doing, and are you trying to take everything on your own? And if you are taking everything on your own, how can you improve, you know, what it is that you're doing so you're less stressed? What can you vet to other people for a low cost, or if you have loved ones that you trust, to do for you and support you? Because the thing about this is that once you start asking for the support, support pops up in different ways. So for my client, I realized that, and she also realized that she had sourced to her support she didn't even realize she had. You know, she had support. Like, people just came out and was like, yeah, I'll absolutely help you with that. And it wasn't any judgment. In fact, she was helping other people. She was putting money in their pockets by going and sourcing out support for their services. You know, she was feeding two other families by her doing this. And this is so big, because, you know, we overlook the kind of power we have. We overlook the power we have in terms of how we really, when we show up so big for people and in our own lives, how does that, what is the ripple effect we do for others? And the ripple effect she had opened up to in this situation is that she said she let go of her pride and ego to complete this project on her own. She vetted two other people to help her on this project and is willing to pay them for it. And she still came out with profit, and she was able to feed two other families because she decided to vet and service and outsource some services. And that is huge. You know, she was able to put food on other people's tables. Now, you know, maybe these people are financially fine and aren't dying for like whatever money comes with it. However, you know, if you give to other people, it comes back to you in tenfold. So I'm always all about, like, how do you give? How do you give and give and give so much from a place of you don't even realize you're giving? And it's just your nature that you're just a giving person naturally. You're just giving. And, you know, it's just really powerful when you are in that place of letting go, letting life really just support you, letting the universe support you, and allowing all of the things that come to you naturally. You know, maybe it is meant to be that she wasn't supposed to do this project on her own, but maybe she was supposed to take on this client for her to learn that she does actually have the support around her that she never thought was there, right? She didn't think it was there. She felt alone in this journey of entrepreneurship, you know? And all of a sudden, these two other people that can really provide these amazing, outstanding services that makes her business even more well-rounded and more of an expert position and authority in the field, it showed up this way. And it, you know, you can't really figure out how things are going to show up until they just show up. Like, oh, this is the reason why, you know, I had to do this. This is the reason why I had to take on this client, because I had to learn this. And for her, she learned that she's a really good manifester, a really good attractor, someone who attracts people to her, really great opportunist. Opportunities come to her easily and effortlessly. And now she's able to take these lessons on to the next project, next client, next, you know, set of things that come to her. And it's so powerful when you sit in that kind of possibility and creation. What can I create this time? You know, what kind of client am I going to attract this time? All right, let me get really clear on the client that I'm going to attract this time. And, you know, when you get into that place where it's like, wow, you know, the universe really has my back. The universe really supports me. The energetic field around me is just permeated with possibility and creation. It really does create a powerful woman, a powerful person, and it's like an unstoppable force. You know, you really become unstoppable. And when you face challenges, you can almost be like, it's fine. The universe supports me and has my back. So back to the initial conversation or the initial topic, which is, you know, you doing this on your own, and it's hard to do this on your own and being a lone ranger. It really does cause for longer setbacks when you're doing this on your own, you know, longer setbacks. It really does cause for self-doubt to creep in, worry, fear, and really just you sit in your fear more when you're by yourself. Okay, so always, if you are, you don't have any support around you right now, that is just a belief you have, because support's always around. You know, if it's not in a person, it's in motivational videos on YouTube. There's so many supportive motivational videos on YouTube. If it's not on YouTube, it's on Instagram. There's so, if you just hashtag inspiration on in search, you're gonna find so many inspirational quotes, so many inspirational profiles and people that really live in this kind of feeling of, let me give to people because this inspires me. If you really connect and see that, it's really powerful, guys. So look into the different places you can actually find support. Facebook communities have a ton of support. You have to just find the good ones. Sometimes Facebook communities can be like drama filled or can be inspirational filled, right? So just find some good Facebook communities that you can intuitively feel feels good to you. So do that. Or you can call like a friend or a family that is someone that you can trust, and someone that is sound, that knows, you know, the thing that you are doing this thing alone. If it's business, or let's say you're in a marriage and you feel like you need a vent to somebody, you know, always seek advice and counsel from someone that is kind of going through it or have gone through it, so that when they give you advice or they hear you out, they come from a place of understanding and knowingness of what you're experiencing. You know, and I say this because a lot of people kind of just talk shit about marriage and whatever drama marriage has for them or their relationship, but they don't ever take a look at the kind of person they're talking to and the kind of advice they're giving, right? So if you're going to take advice from someone who's single and you're married, you're probably going to get a single advice, right? But if you're going to get advice from someone who's married and has a healthy relationship with their husband or wife, then you're going to get sound advice, right? So always take a look at who you're getting information from, any kind of advice, because that, you know, people are biased to their own experiences and their own relationships around them and their own ways of handling things. So always look at that. Always look at what they have created in their own life, in order for the validity and the weight of their advice to carry through in your own life, if that makes any sense. So I just wanted to, you know, give some inspiration in terms of being a business owner and entrepreneur. If you are doing this alone, definitely reach out. You can send me a message if you'd like. I do have a Facebook community. I have several on Facebook. Send me a message at info@talkswithmaria.com. I'd love to support you. Now, if you are one of my clients, then that means we talk regularly and you're in my groups and we stay connected and we do all of the strategies that keeps you grounded. And if you are doing these strategies daily and frequently, then that means you're getting closer and closer to being in tune with who you are, intuitively powerful, and you're getting closer to, you know, relinquishing all of these limiting beliefs that you have brought into yourself as your life has aged, as you have grown. So continue to do that. And these strategies are something I teach my clients. So, you know, one of the things that I love to do is I love to have my clients get grounded with themselves by doing some meditations and some clearings. And then also seeing like what it is that's holding them back from really stepping into the real big version of who they are. So that is one of the things that I really love to do with my clients, because I think in business building, there's more to just the systems. There's always more to just the systems and the masculine part of selling and marketing. There's always the part where you got to grow a little bit for you to receive. You know, you have to have the capacity to run and operate a business in order for you to have longevity in business. And if you don't have the capacity, the universe is going to bring to you all of the things that will force you to grow into that capacity. And if you don't reach that capacity, you don't grow and expand big enough to handle that capacity, then you're not going to be able to receive whatever financial wealth or clients or business building that you are looking to have. Hey, welcome back to the show. So today I want to talk about the holidays. It's here. It's the week of Thanksgiving, and I have I'd already planned all of my coaching calls to not take place this week, and it's really cool because I can literally work that out with my clients. I have one call with my client that I'm doing like a podcast episode on. However, everything else I've canceled. I'm so thrilled about it because now I get to just devote more time to creating some content, more time to cooking. I'm going to be cooking a ton of food. The portions are going to be smaller since it's just going to be us. However, I'm going to be making different types of dishes. So I think that alone is kind of stressful because I got to time everything right. Anyway, I am super excited about all of this. And I wanted to share a little bit of how to stay productive during the holidays. So one of the easy things we can do is really put a ton of pressure on ourselves to get everything done, including our business stuff, including our personal stuff. If you guys are parents, that means you guys are tacking on a lot of things to make everybody else happy. And you know, that's a lot of pressure to take on. So, also one of the things that I think people may or may not be relieved in, which I think every year prior to COVID, I've always seen articles and episodes and content centered around people who get frustrated or stressed out because they have to go see family during this time of the year, where they almost like don't see these people throughout the year. And then once holidays come, we are, I don't know if it's forced, but there is an expectation that we need to go see certain people or certain sides of the family that may stress us out sometimes. You know, that whole feeling of, oh, I gotta go see my mom that I haven't talked to in so long, or I have to go see my cousin who I haven't talked to in so long, and there might have been some sort of argument that had ensued from 12 months ago, you know, all of these stressful events that I think not a lot of people are going to go through right now, since, you know, COVID, I mean, especially our governor has put into place the, can I still go? Oh my goodness. I'm not sure if I can go. All I know it is that it's blinking red, green, and no, it's blinking yellow with the arrow of go. I'm driving. Guys, I create all of my content episodes driving. So anytime I get in my car and I have some me time, some quiet time, I am going to record an episode. Anyway, so, you know, I think that stress of having to be around people we haven't seen throughout the year is gone. But there's another stress of, you know, I think a lot of people have created businesses this year and maybe have been business owners for some time, and things have gotten more busy than they're used to or their capacity can manage. So one of the things that I encourage in content creating is, see, this is the thing, like I'm literally driving and like I have to, this is seriously, this show should be called Driving Around with Maria. that should be the title of this show, Driving Around with Maria. Because there's other shows where it's like Marie, like blah blah blah, like coffee with blah blah blah, you know, and mine should be Driving Around with Maria. Anyway, so one of the things you want to do when you are trying to stay productive during the holidays is you want to pre-plan everything out. You want to devote one day to plan out maybe the week's content, or if you want to get crazy, you can plan out the entire year. Okay, so let's say you are committed to posting like 3 or 4 times a week. That means all you got to do is do 3 or 4 times 4 weeks. That's really a pretty manageable amount of content you need to create all in one sitting. And then you can just schedule them out to go. So Facebook has an amazing thing where you can schedule out your posts, which I use frequently. I even have like December posts in my Facebook community is already ready to go. And you know, it's free. That's one of the cool things. It's free. Now, Instagram doesn't have that, but they have this thing where you can create your content and you can set it as a draft, right? And then what happens is all of the stuff you've written is in there along with the photo you've decided to use or video. And then it'll just say, do you want to save this as a draft? And you say yes. So let's say you did that. And you know, you just kind of did that. Maybe for Instagram, you should do like maybe a few posts to save as a draft, because I think if you put too many, it might not save them all, and then you might shoot yourself in the foot and lose all of it, and the next thing you know, you have to redo them all. But I would like put that into some sort of Word doc, you know, create a place where you can copy and paste everything, and then the day that it's supposed to set, you just go in and copy and paste and put the photo that you'd want. You know, there's a lot of workarounds when setting up your content beforehand. Now, there's a ton of paid options like Buffer or Hootsuite. There's a ton. There's like SEMrush. I looked it up and there's so many paid options, and it's low as like $10 a month, $25 a month. I don't really recommend to invest in paid things like this, because you can literally save money and just literally do it yourself. However, if you really, really feel compelled that this is something you need, do it, right? Invest in it, do it. I already pay for a lot of different things towards the business that I don't want to pay for any other things. So if you do want to do a paid option, definitely look it up. Hootsuite is a good one. Buffer is a good one. But I recommend to just manually put them out and use the current free systems like Facebook's scheduling system, and then the drafts option for Instagram. Tailwind is Pinterest. So if you guys are Pinterest users, use Tailwind. And then that's number one. Number two. Actually, no, that was number two. Number one was plan out your content. Number two was schedule them out so they go out automatically. Number three, you kind of want to give yourself some room to fuck up during this time of the year. And the reason why is because, you know, we're going to be more lax during this time of the year. It is more family oriented than it is anything else. You know, so if you miss a post here and there, don't badger yourself. Don't talk negative to yourself, because that's just going to ruin the vibe, the creative juices that'll just come free flowing if you just felt more, I don't know, aligned. Okay, guys, so just give yourself some space to not post if you don't want to post. If you feel like you don't want to do something, just don't do it. It's fine. Do it the next day. Do it the following day. Whatever, right? Another thing is that you want to give yourself some you time. So, you know, what I do to give myself some me time is I really divulge in doing spas at home. And how I do that is I have a lavender smelling Epsom salt. Now you can choose whatever Epsom salt you'd like, but I have lavender smelling Epsom salt. I do that a bath every week. It does clear my energy as well. As I talk to clients, sometimes their energy can kind of linger, and just to clean my aura, I do a salt bath. And then on top of that, I light up some candles. I have some meditation music. I kind of like really amplify the feeling of a spa, because this feeling that I get when I do put myself in this place is a really creative space. You know, I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was feeling really stressed out about everything, you know, stressed out about the year being over, right? The year almost being over, and being stressed out about my clients. You know, honestly, my clients, I love my clients to death, but having clients is stressful. Like, I have to be honest, having clients is stressful. And, you know, it's one thing to sell super well, it's a whole nother thing when you're constantly talking to your clients every week and managing everything and keeping the ball rolling and making sure that I still maintain all of the things I need to do as a mom, as a wife, as a homemaker. You know, it has been stressful. So anyway, that time I was really stressed out. I literally immersed myself in this self-care spa day. It was nighttime. I literally was like, everyone out the master bedroom right now. I need some quiet time. And I meditated. And usually, what helps me meditate is I listen to Deborah King. She has this amazing meditation where she has you align all of your chakras. And, you know, I think the chakras people meditate with is up to seven chakras, but this meditation, she was able to get us all the way up to like the 47th chakra, which means like you're literally not no longer on this plane. I know you guys are like, what the fuck? But it was very lucid, you know, this feeling of all of the material stresses I had in my physical body just almost became really minute when I meditate and I'm in that place. So I try my very, very best to be in that meditative space every week so that I don't carry on the stress from the week before. Because that's the thing, we always carry on the stress from the week before, the stress from the months before, the stress from the years before, and then that makes up our life, right? So in order for us to really cleanse our energy, we have to give ourselves some time to ourselves. Another thing I do is I love, love, love facial care. Really makes me feel super soothing and happy. So I bought myself a facial steamer. So it steams my face, and like just the feeling of the steam on my face makes me feel like I'm in a sauna or a steam room. And if you guys are in steam rooms, they usually have like the fancy ones. They have like eucalyptus in the air, they have lavender. You know, they really throw in these beautiful aromatic feeling in the steam room. So I do the same. I actually just put it as a different thing in the room. It's a diffuser that what is it? That diffuses lavender, but I don't put it in the steamer for my face, because that will give you, I think that might give you some breakouts. But I put that as part of like a smelling thing, as an aromatic thing. I have a client that actually does aromatherapy. I'd ask her about that. But the whole thing about this is to really give yourself the woosah feeling, you know, just give yourself that, you know, that breath of fresh air, that peaceful harmony feeling, the feeling that everything that's you're experiencing in this physical world is really just that. It's just in the physical world. We're really spiritual beings beyond all of this, and we create from that spiritual place. So continue to connect to that spiritual place, and you know, to make yourself more productive. I really think this self-care, the time you devote to self-care, will help with being productive in your life. So those are my tips. You know, if you guys found any of this valuable. I hope you guys can start putting some of these into play. If not anything, if not all, the one thing is the self-care thing. That do that even if it's not holidays, do that throughout your life. Give yourself that feeling of thanks, right? Thanks for supporting me, right? Like giving my body thanks and graciousness to operate in our lives, in our stressful lives, and love up on yourself. You know, I didn't mention another thing was if you guys are around beautiful nature, definitely do that. I know a lot of my clients are blessed to be around greenery, water, lake. I don't have that, guys. Unless I manually drive my car to go to like these man-made lakes around here, and I'm not gonna do that. You know, I maybe the closest nature to me is my backyard, and then even that, I have bricks as my wall, so it's not even like this amazing thing. However, maybe if I throw in like a waterfall, like a little baby waterfall that you can buy on Amazon, that might actually make a shift in my backyard. Anyway, so that is it for today's episode. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I am going to talk again on Wednesday because I have, not Wednesday, I'm going to publish it here a few days from today. However, stay tuned. I do have some things going on for the holidays. It should be very exciting for you guys. If you guys have any questions, email me at info@talkswithmaria. Otherwise, be safe and wear your masks and happy holidays. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.